Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Thursday afternoon, getting close to the weekend, and a lot going on here today. Mayor LaToya Cantrell asked for permission to talk to Jeffrey Vapi. A judge said no. Not unless lawyers are present. And I agree with that. You know, Mayor Cantrell can be sketchy. You know, she's done some sketchy things. She's tried to get away with things. And so, I would agree with that. Now, I wonder if they're still in love. Because, you know, they were apparently in love. And she broke rules to travel with him in the country and out of the country. Really, I mean, great trips overseas, great trips. I mean, incredible trips. And she orchestrated these trips, according to federal charges against her. She orchestrated these trips for the sole purpose of being alone with Jeffrey Vapi. Now, she was married during a lot of this time with Vapi, and her husband, unfortunately, sadly, died of a heart attack. So she continued to see Vapi. I wonder if, I mean, think about this. And you know, I hope you've never been in this situation, but maybe you have. I mean, what if you're really in love with somebody and you cheat and you get caught? Does that make the love go away? Or does the love get stronger? Or when you get caught, do you like, okay. Now see, you get caught, you get in trouble. And LaToya Cantrell got in trouble when all of this came up. Does that end the love or does the love continue? I don't know. I would think that I'm just thinking about myself, and I would think that I would feel differently about the person that I was in love with that got me in. If being in love with somebody got me in trouble, I don't think I'd be in love with them again. I don't think the love would continue. I think it would be like a bucket of cold water thrown in your face. Like, whoa, hey, wait a minute, maybe this isn't good. I don't know. I guess everybody's different with that. Also, we're talking about the coming of the new ice age for New Orleans. Ice is coming, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. On the text line, somebody was just, you know, challenging me, don't talk about sports, leave it to the experts. And I said, well, you know, what have I said that's wrong? And he pointed out, or she pointed out, that I'm wrong about the Saints not playing well after a bye week. And I looked this up during the news. The Saints are, let's see, since 1990, the Saints are 19-16. They've won 19 and they've lost 16. You think that's a good record? I mean, they've won more than they've lost, but, you know, you had a whole week to recover. And you come off a bye week. I mean, see, this is what I talk about when I talk about New Orleans accepting mediocrity. Just because they have a winning record after a bye week doesn't mean that's good. And over time, I think since the beginning, the Saints are 53-34 after bye weeks. Look, that's in the past. I'm confident the Saints are going to do well against Atlanta. I think Kellen Moore's going to be a different coach. I think the Saints are going to continue to rally around Tyler Shuck. And I think the Saints are going to kick the Falcons' ass. Sunday afternoon, kickoff time, 3:05. I'm totally confident. I'm not busting on the Saints, but I'm not wrong about this. I mean, if you think 19 and 16 since 1990 is good, well, again, that's accepting mediocrity. Let's see. The Buffalo Bills right now. Let me go to this. Buffalo, a team like the Buffalo Bills, they're like 9-0 after a bye week. Like since I don't know. We'll see what this what the date. Okay, up until. Well, let me go back and check this. Will you check that for me, Coleman? While I'm chatting here, ask what is the Bills' record? What is the Buffalo Bills' record after a bye week? I mean, if you want to accept mediocrity of 19 and 16, that's fine. But I know that, and I never said the Saints lost every game after a bye week, but I have seen so often the team does not come out and play well after a bye week because I've made a mental note of this because I'm surprised. You get a whole week of rest. You get a whole week, an extra week to prepare for the team. And, man, you should come out fired up. And quite often the Saints come out and they have looked in the past like they're still in the bye week. And I'm not alone. I've noted, you know, I'm not the only one who notices this. What does it say?
It says here, since 2017, the Buffalo Bills are 8-0 after a bye week.
Okay. Now, that's what we should strive for. Not 19-16. Or, what is it? 19 is, well, again, it's kind of confusing here, these numbers. But look, I'm not the only one who notices that the Saints have not always been really ready to go after a bye week. And I'm not alone when it comes to the Saints losing in the dome. You're supposed to win at home. You're supposed to have trouble on the road. And for the last, I don't know, what, 6-7 years? The Saints have, I don't have the record in front of me. But this is just going by my mental memory of noting the times that I have sat in that dome and seen the Saints lose and seen them not even act like they're in the game. Again, that's pre-Kellen Moore. And, of course, they had some great years in the dome with Drew Brees and Sean Payton. But even that fizzled toward the end. And, you know, the Saints and any team is supposed to create a home field advantage, and we haven't had that. I would like that to start fresh this week against the Falcons, and I think it's going to. I want the Saints to, you know, when they're introduced and they come out and they're bouncing. They're bouncing and their hands are in the air and they're all charged up. Where does that go? Where does that energy go with the first series? Because the Saints have not always done well in the first series in the dome. And I'm saying this because I love the Saints and I want it to change. But you can't change something until you realize there's a problem. And dome field advantage is a myth at this point, but I think it changes Sunday. And it's time for the Saints as a team to bring back fear of playing in the dome. We can be really loud. One of the reasons we're not going to set a record in the dome in terms of decibels, one of the reasons we're not going to set a record in the dome in terms of noise, is because there are acoustical aspects of the dome, because the dome was also made for concerts. And those acoustical effects don't make the crowd noise that we make as harsh as it would be in, say, even an outdoor stadium. Kansas City, Seattle, they're a lot louder than we are in terms of decibels. But we're still damn loud. And it's still intimidating to play in the dome if the team is fired up. And I'm tired as a fan of going to the dome and seeing the Saints lose right in front of my eyes in the dome. And I hope that changes. And I think it's going to change this week against the Falcons. But then, you know, it shouldn't change for just one week. And we shouldn't be satisfied with just one week. It's got to continue beyond that. And they just have to play to their potential. I mean, that's all we can ask. We can't guarantee that they're going to win. But the times that they've lost in the dome, I haven't seen the effort that I see sometimes even on the road. And man, it's great if your team can win on the road. That's phenomenal. But man, you got to win at home. I mean, every team needs to win at home. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, it's the Bills and the Texans in Houston. And at 3:30, we're going to talk to Kevin Todd with thesportsbrokers.com, and he's going to have a free bet for you. He's going to give you a free bet. The guy is amazingly accurate. Nobody gets it right all the time, but Kevin Todd is incredibly accurate. He's going to give you, our audience, a free tip. And then, of course, you can call his number and become part of his system of turning betting into a business. He turns betting into a business. So we'll talk to Kevin Todd about 3:30 this afternoon. All right, let's see. Do we have any text to get to, Coleman? You got some text?
I haven't checked. Let me check.
All right, well, you can check in just a bit. But, you know, we can do that after. We'll take a break in just a moment and do that. So Kellen Moore is talking about the Saints being recharged. And he says, this is in an article from Jeff Nowak. It's on our website, WWL.com. And he says that bye weeks are all about recharging. It's not necessarily about relaxing all the time. It's recharging. It's recharging your body physically and mentally, and a chance for us to scout ourselves, evaluate where we're at and where we need to go. And so I feel like there's a lot of urgency, a lot of juice and excitement with what's moving forward. We've got a bunch of really exciting opportunities moving forward. I love that. I agree with that. That's awesome. And if he is telling that to his players, then he's telling them the right thing. And let's see, what else? He goes on to say, he says it's going to be a ton of fun playing this first one at home. This first one, I mean, this rebuilding process and the first one at home with, you know, I mean, a fair shot for Tyler Shuck to play. Again, I kind of wipe out that Rams game on the road, his first outing. But 2 weeks ago, it was really fun to see him perform against the Panthers. Kellen Moore goes on to say that these guys have played a bunch of close games late, and for whatever reason, they've missed their opportunities, and they lost a couple in overtime. They'll obviously be itching for a win, and they need they need one as much as we do. Now, the Saints are 2-8. The Falcons are 3-7. The Falcons were predicted by many to win the division, and they're not doing so well. And I love that. I'm sorry, I said kickoff time 3:05. Kickoff time's at 3:25 in the Caesars Superdome. I'm going to be there Sunday and can't wait for that. Oh, by the way, today is your last day to register to win 2 premium tickets to the game. Plus, you get a pair of passes to the VIP tailgate party from Bullseye Event Group. If you can't register, everybody can register. Just go to our website, wwl.com/contest. It's real simple. This is the last day to register. If you've registered other days, you can register again today. Final day, wwl.com/contest. Register to win. And if you don't win, it's not for everybody. And some would consider it to be not that affordable. But if you can make it there and it's affordable for you, go to this. Go to the Bullseye Event Group tailgate party at Benson Tower. Just look it up, check it out. And if you can make this happen, then make it happen. Great food, premium drinks. You're overlooking Champion Square. You're overlooking the Dome. You just you get full on great food. You get a little buzz on. And you just walk over to the game at the Dome. It's right there. And it's just a great way to start the game. It's a true tailgate party. And there are a lot of fun people there. And look, you'll see people there from the Falcons. You know, there are people from out of town that know about this tailgate party. And opposing teams, they learn about this. Maybe through their travel agents that set these trips up for them. But anyway, there are going to be some Falcons fans there as well. But it's all fun. But remember, today's your last day to register to win. All right, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about on the show, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We've been talking about President Trump signing the bill to release the Epstein files, but there is political maneuvering afoot that makes it seem like we are not necessarily going to see the Epstein files. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. because a lot of rich, powerful people are involved in this, and they don't want their names out there. I mean, seriously, rich, powerful people. The president's name is in the files. The president's Justice Department told him his name is in the files, and it was announced his name is in the files. That doesn't mean he did anything wrong, but he was on the plane. Doesn't mean he did anything wrong, but his name is in the files, and it seems to me like even though they are saying they want the files released, I don't think they really want the files released. I got a text a moment ago from someone who said the movie Eyes Wide Shut, you know, with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, the movie Eyes Wide Shut really explains it all. The movie Eyes Wide Shut was about rich, powerful people being involved in a swinger lifestyle. What's different about that is it's all legal. It's consenting adults. But it is about rich, powerful people being involved in something that they want to keep secret. And in the movie, the rich, powerful people who were involved in those swinger parties wanted to keep that a secret. But that's the only comparison. Because with the pedophiles, it's about raping underage girls for your sexual pleasure. And I just think it would be good for us to expose the men who do this. All right, but coming up, we got to talk about the ice age for New Orleans. We don't know exactly when they're going to arrive this week. We heard that it might be Friday. Before that, we heard it was going to be 2 weeks. So we don't know exactly when they're going to arrive, but they're heading in this direction. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Look, it's a nice looking Thursday afternoon. We might have some showers overnight, and I think a weak front is coming through, but it's going to be apparently colder by late Thanksgiving and into Black Friday. And that's going to be fun. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. And we'll be back on WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, you know, there was a time when we were just so excited about people coming to our country. We thought that was such a compliment, that people wanted to come here. And I don't know whether the people changed or our attitude changed first. But collectively as a nation, we're not as excited about that as we once were. There's been a lot of fear-mongering concerning immigrants. And there are a lot of illegal immigrants who are bad people, and they shouldn't be here. But, you know, they always try to come here in the same way that, you know, a lot of Americans who are bad people, do you know where they go? They go to Alaska. There are a lot of criminals per capita living in Alaska. Because Alaska is like hidden. They feel like they can just get away and hide in Alaska. I mean, it's sort of also the feeling with the Pacific Northwest around Portland and Seattle. And you know, having lived and been on the air in that area, I'm very familiar with that mentality. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is at the tip of the panhandle of Idaho, right there close to the Canadian border, there are a lot of people hiding out there, and there are people hiding out there. There are a lot of white supremacists hiding out in Coeur d'Alene, which is just a beautiful city. I mean, it is majestic. I've driven through Coeur d'Alene, and it's really beautiful. But there are a lot of people who hide out there. Well, Alaska's even farther away than the Pacific Northwest, yet still part of the United States. And it's known that, you know, like bad people go there to, you know, kind of hide out and get under the radar. So, you know, there are people who come here who shouldn't come here. I get that. And you should not be in this country illegally. You should be here legally. And those who are here, who were brought here by their parents, and they didn't actually make a decision, we should make it comfortable for them. I mean, you know, not give them a free pass, but, you know, we should make it comfortable for them to be encouraged to become U.S. citizens. So that's on them. They need to work on becoming U.S. citizens, so there's no question. But ICE is coming to New Orleans, coming to Louisiana, technically, and I hope there are no ugly scenes, because sometimes I think those scenes are created for publicity, created to promote this machismo mentality of the administration. I think it's okay to find illegal immigrants and remove them from the country, especially the criminals. But I don't know if we have to be so rough with the kids, or so embarrassing with the kids, like going into a classroom. I don't know if that's necessary. Maybe there's another way to do it. So I'm not against removing the illegal immigrants. I'm against maybe some of the tactics that are being used. But a lot of people are afraid to go out, and it's not certain what you need on you to prove that you're a U.S. citizen. There are a lot of people who are here legally, and they don't have anything on them that shows that they're U.S. citizens. And many of those people are brown. Many of them might look like they're illegal immigrants. I guess what I also am concerned about is the idea that you're guilty until proven innocent. And some people get shipped away. And it just doesn't seem like that is in the spirit of America. That if you are here illegally, okay, that's one thing. But if you're here legally, if you are a U.S. citizen, but you don't look like a U.S. citizen, or you look like you might not be a U.S. citizen, it might be easy to just pick you up and take you away and ship you away, deport you, and then you know, you've got to go through the problem of trying to get back. And that's the part that I don't think is fair. That's the part that I don't like. It's the Americans, it's the citizens who get caught up in this rush to meet quotas when it comes to illegal immigrants and deportation, which is the brainchild of Stephen Miller, who is half of the president's brain. It's his brainchild. And that's the part that I don't like, because, you know, we can't treat American citizens that way. That's not fair. That's not what America is about. Illegal immigrants, that's one thing, but assuming that somebody who's an American citizen looks like an illegal immigrant, and they're taken up in the quest to reach a quota, and they're taken somewhere, and it's difficult to get back. That's the part that's not fair. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We're going to come back with your calls. Also, we'll come back with some of your text messages. I just got a text here that the horse that was named after me, Scuteria, is running at the fairgrounds tomorrow in race two at 1:15. Well, that's interesting. It's fun. You know, it's a beautiful horse, and it was just such an honor to have a horse named after me. And, you know, he was winning in the beginning, big time winning. And then he got this allergy and had a difficult time breathing. And he was still in races, but he wasn't winning, and went through that stretch. And apparently he's back in good shape and running again. So I'm really happy to hear that. All right. You got a comment, Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Happy birthday today to Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh, known as one of the members of the Eagles for many, many years. But man, back in my early years of being in music radio, I remember playing this song on the air. The James Gang, Walk Away. Joe Walsh was in the James Gang. So I'm going way back with Joe Walsh prior to the Eagles. And this was just a great rock song. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1973, drummer of The Who, Keith Moon, passed out on his drum kit. They were in concert at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. Totally passed out. The band picked somebody from the audience to continue the set. They just picked a drummer out of the audience. A guy named Scott Halpern, 19 years old, came up and finished. He did a pretty good job. Rolling Stone magazine named him the pickup player of the year. Management said that Keith Moon was suffering from jet lag, but he had also ingested horse tranquilizers that might have had something to do with him passing out. That guy was destined for death. Keith Moon was one hell of a drummer, among the best in the rock era at that time, among the best, if not the best. He was great. The drummer of the Young Rascals was also, you know, pretty amazing. But Keith Moon was just an incredible drummer. But he was crazy. And he was just constantly drinking and doing drugs and just did the most outrageous things. And ingesting horse tranquilizers is not a surprise. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to San Francisco. David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Oh, thanks, Scoot. Yeah, I was interested in the issue that you had about the ICE raids and going after them immigrants. Not just the anti-Christian status of what Trump is doing brings it, you know, curls the hair on the back of my neck, but there are a couple of, I think I've mentioned on your show before, that I know that Donald Trump is organized crime. And when organized crime gets a hold of the FBI, in the management of the FBI, when organized crime gets control of the Department of Justice, when organized crime gets control of transportation, and we end up with these contracts for places like Alligator, Alcatraz, where the last I had heard, 1,200 people are missing. They're missing from Alligator Alcatraz. There's no management. They won't allow a congressperson to go in there and inspect the place. They won't allow any kind of legitimate authority, a county health department, to go in and inspect the place. And 1,200 people are missing from the rolls of the place. Now, when you start looking at the idea that those guys are charging, you remember in Iraq, like 20 years ago, it was a big scandal when Halliburton was charging like $70 for breakfast for the troops. And Halliburton was, you know, thousands of dollars for a hammer or just crazy stuff. And they were doing cost overruns. Well, if 1,200 people are missing, but they're still getting billed for breakfast, you know, there's some real fraud going on. And whether or not these people are disappearing into slavery, whether they're disappearing into sex slavery, whether they're disappearing into organ harvesting, that's pretty creepy. But what's even worse is when organized crime gets a hold of the FBI, then it can find out where the old informants are. You know, if somebody informed on the mob 20 years ago and they've been living in Idaho in a safe house for years and years and years, and all of a sudden organized crime says, hey, we found our boy, that's pretty creepy too. And then finally, the idea that you remember at the end of Vietnam, there were a whole bunch of refugees that had supported the U.S. in Vietnam, and they had to flee the country. You know, they're proud to be supporters of America in Vietnam or in Iraq or in Syria or in all of these different places. And they were allowed to come into America. And then all of a sudden, you know, some creeps say, no, you got to go back. And you just yesterday, you know, when Trump is supporting Mr. Bonesaw from Saudi Arabia, and he's patting him on the hand and all of this other stuff, it's pretty amazing to imagine that not only is Donald Trump organized crime, but he would sell out the patriots, you know, that would whistleblow.
David, look, what you bring up is really scary stuff. Scary AF, I agree. But we can't say that Donald Trump is part of organized crime. I mean, we would need more evidence. I would need more evidence than that before I let that go. I mean, I understand the questions that you're asking, but questions don't lead to a conclusion. And even though we have serious questions about some things, I don't know of any connection between the president and organized crime. I do know that the president has said that we should hang the Democrats that tell the military to not follow orders that are illegal. And I find that to be pretty scary. If the president gives the military orders that are illegal based on the Constitution, and Democrats are saying the military should not follow those orders, and the president wants to hang, not literally hang, but you know what he's saying. He wants to do something about the Democrats that are telling the military, do not follow orders that are illegal. That's how you create a coup. When the leader of a country takes over the military and the military sides with the leader over the people, that's when you have a coup. That's when you have a coup. That's when you have a takeover. That's when you have the beginning of a dictatorship. So in no way do I want this president or any president to control the media. I'm sorry. Well, I don't want them to control the media either, but I don't want them to control the military. And the military should resist orders that are illegal. All right, Kokomo, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoop?
I'm good.
I just want to say, bro, how do you explain when these people come here pregnant, and then their kids are just American citizens? Now, you're already pregnant.
Yeah.
So when you come here, your kids are Americans. I never understood that. And I got one more thing to say, Scoop. Caravans and caravans and caravans of people just come to the United States.
Yeah.
I think that's how, you know, Biden them lost. Even the black men, brothers, agree with that.
Yeah, Biden was a disaster. Biden was a disaster, especially when it came to the border. Kokomo, look, I understand the point, but look, I'm trying to think. I had my thought on. I lost my train of thought. Kokomo was talking about the immigrants who come here and
the DACA kids.
The DACA kids. The people who come here. It's birthright citizenship. That's right. I'm sorry. I was distracted. Birthright citizenship. It's been questioned, and the president has questioned it. The president wanted to end birthright citizenship. I didn't make the rules, but if you are born in America, you are an American citizen. I think it is wrong, but I understand why they do it. I think it's wrong to come here and have your child here years ago, I mean, not too many years ago, but there was a time when Russians were, travel plans. There was a name for it, but they would take pregnant women and bring them to Florida to have their children here so they could be American citizens. That was Russians. I mean, that happened. So it hasn't only happened with Hispanics. But the idea of being pregnant and coming here and having your child born in America for the sole purpose of your child becoming an American citizen, you know, I mean, it would be nice if we could figure out a way to not allow that to happen the way that it happens. But, you know, again, I didn't write the Constitution. If you want to join us, Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text, 504-260-1870 on the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1956. Fats Domino had the number one song on the R&B charts for the fourth consecutive week, and it was this Fats classic. New Orleans is not on the list of the cities that have the best sports fans. I don't think it's a fair comparison for a couple of reasons. And we'll talk about that and some other things coming up in the next hour. And also, Ohio police have talked about quarterback Shedeur Sanders' home was robbed. They stole $200,000 worth of stuff. Robbing athletes is a big deal. We'll talk about that, too, coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.